Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Hello, the show. Welcome to another
Lechica.
Lechica, where we answer your questions, read your emails, your Leche fan mail. Of course, you can send them to us, thehalalishow@gmail.com, or follow us on our Insta and Twitter. It's the halalishow everywhere, except for Instagram.
But that if was your smooth,
first,
man.
Yeah, man. But if it's your first time here, welcome
What's
to
up?
The show. This is not the regular mix. This is, you know, we answer your stuff, but feel free to listen to this.
I have a confession to make.
What is your confession?
You know how we say that we don't read the emails beforehand?
Yeah.
I read one.
Oh. Nice.
I'm curious.
Okay.
Okay.
So without further ado, we will read the first one. This one from, it says from M at the bottom. M. It's rather
What's
long.
The, can you see?
You this know, is the Leche ka leche ako, leche tayong lahat okay. is the subject. So let's start it?
Sure.
Okay, so he doesn't listen to podcasts, but I want to share this to you for the sake of my sanity. I've already sent a story here, luckily, and thank you so much. It was read. Ooh, nice. You gave me advice and you helped me to just laugh it out at the same time. I felt better because of the two of you. So if I haven't said this enough, thank you for existing.
Where
JC
is that?
JC Enrique G.
I don't see it.
This one.
I
That's
honestly
the sender right there. It's starred. And then parentheses, at the end of this letter, please say something. Advice, stories, views. How do you think I can move on? Your views are highly appreciated. So here's the message. Hello, Jay. You want to read this?
Sure. Hello, Jay. You're my longtime crush. We met in the office. I'm on my OJT and you were training me. At the end of my OJT, you told me I'm your crush.
Oh.
I told you you're my crush too, but I have a boyfriend. So end of our story. You unfriended me on Facebook. 3 years later, we're both single.
Dun, dun, dun.
Serendipity.
Nice. Nice.
You reached out to me and the flirtationship starts, but we're both in the healing stage of our life. Your ex-girlfriend cheated on you and so did my ex. We're talking day and night, sending selfies, but you said, quote-unquote, walang mai in love, ha? Ay, nako.
And Curtis.
100% meron. Quote, ang mafol talo, the competitive in me said, duh, game on.
Nice.
Akala ko kaya ko. Kasi I feel like, mas crush mo ko kesa crush kita. I told myself na hindi naman ako ganun ka-invested. I've said that before too.
Mm-hmm.
But here I am writing the story saying goodbye after our first ever date. You're not so sweet anymore. Eh, dati naman, ikaw yung nangungulit. Ikaw unang chat. Ano nangyari? I pretended that it's okay. You're not hurting me. I don't give a fuck. That's probably not the way he wanted to. But that you're posting IG stories but not sending me messages. I'm not messaging you either. You're the last to say goodnight after our first date. Sinin ko lang the no good morning chat from you. Edi dati ikaw naman ang nauuna.
I don't want to give you the benefit na nanalo ka and naging clingy ako and act like a girlfriend when really I'm just nothing to you. Maybe I'm just one of the girls you're putting in the side and sends a message when you feel like it. I don't want to be that girl. Hindi ako pang side chick lang. I deserve more. Boom. You're obviously not ready for me and you obviously just want to play around. That's not me. I don't know why I even said yes in the first place. Maybe deep inside I'm hoping that you'll see me and you'll love me. Reality check, we're not on the same page. I know when I'm not wanted. I know when I'm not appreciated anymore. I know when to leave. I should know sa lahat ba naman ng heartaches ko. Natuto na ako. So here I am just putting this into the world so I can have my closure. Goodbye to my favorite ramen date, my co-coffee addict. Thank you.
Next.
LOL. P.S. I created a dummy email pala just to send you email. You two are my favorite OG podcasters. Stay safe from Am.
Is this guy's name JC?
Me? Is that me? Well,
that's a doozy.
That's a tried and true story that
oh, yeah.
has been passed there down from generation to generation.
There are movies about it.
Exactly.
There's a documentary, right?
There's an Ashton Kutcher movie about it. There's a Justin Timberlake movie about it.
Unloved.
Oh, man.
But for me, I'm trying not to say honestly because I've been listening to our previous podcast and I say that word a lot. Anyway, for me, I don't think it's your fault that you fell in love. And I think you should sit down and think about the difference between wanted, loved, and appreciated. Those are three different things. They can happen at the same time. Mm. You can be... Oh, in the mix, I also want to put in there, respected.
Okay.
Because somebody can love you, not respect you. Somebody can respect you, not love you. Somebody can love you, not appreciate you. And somebody can appreciate you without loving you.
What?
So there are, you know, those are four different things.
Okay.
Because what do you really want? Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be loved?
Don't you want all of the above?
I know, but, diba, parang... They're set up in the first place. What they wanted was not to fall in love.
Mm. That's a dangerous game to play.
It is a dangerous game to play. Pray?
Play?
To play.
Eat, pray, love?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, for me.
Okay. I don't really know, man. That's a... that's a tough one. Because
I've been there.
I've been there.
Both sides,
I think, huh? I think. Mm. Down the, you know, my storied history.
Have you ever told yourself that you weren't that quote unquote invested? Because I have.
Definitely.
Yeah.
100%.
Because I know that I'm going to get hurt.
And
man.
I don't know if, yeah, it's like a, I don't know, then self
preservation.
It's a thing. Because you're like, you kind of offset the, you're already accounting for failure.
It's like you want to cushion the blow,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm hmm.
I've told myself that before. I don't even know if we were dating because mm-hmm. the way that he ended stuff, it seems like we weren't. And alam mo yun, at the end of it, I just told myself I wasn't really invested, which I realized I was a little.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping for something, but when we, you know, stopped seeing each other,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't that hurtful.
Okay.
So maybe I wasn't.
Right.
Ooh, questioning the blue.
I appreciate the, I like the, cause this person sent this email down for closure. And I think that's important. And that's actually, I mean, I know the word gets thrown out. Very brave.
Brave.
It's hard.
Like the movie you like.
I hate that movie. I could change, I know, if you could change your fate. That's, cause that's not easy to do, to end it. With some sort of, like, speaking out your thoughts. Sometimes you just end it without really saying anything. I don't know if they told the person.
I think this is also a good step for M.
Yeah.
Because for me, I write a lot of shit down and I record a lot of shit down. I record a lot on my phone just to let it all out.
Yeah.
And then I forget about it. It's like the same thing in the, I don't know, 1800s.
Yeah.
Where you write
by
stuff.
By candlelight.
And then you burn
with
it.
With a quill.
And then you burn it, right?
Yeah,
Because
admittedly, when I was younger, I wouldn't even do anything where I would put my thoughts out. I would kind of just...
That's the reason why people have diaries.
Exactly.
Have you never had a diary?
Never. That's why I would just let it go away. And like, hopefully just in time, it'll just go away. Which is fucked up, I think. At least for me. It's fucked up to the other person. It's also kind of bad for yourself. More to the other person because, you know, you don't give them any closure. Blah, 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 blah. So it's nice that you're doing this. At least.
It's Jesse.
Jesse.
So thank you, Em, for sending
that.
And hopefully you feel better by just writing that letter.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Okay. What's our stinger?
No. Caca.
Wait, caca.
Yeah.
Caca. Why is it caca?
I don't know. Made it up.
All right. This one from, doesn't say, but this one. I guess we could give a first name. Oh, no, it's Clarence. It says it here.
Okay.
Clarence. Says here in the email.
Hi, guys. It's your boy, March Boy. What?
March Boy.
It's your boy, March Boy Clarence here.
I can say April Boy. Yeah. Okay.
Next, practice lang because I'm planning to have my own podcast. Wow.
Nice.
Because... Hello, inspired by you guys.
Yay!
Anyways, I just wanted to say hello and share my love for you guys. I've been listening for a year now. Happy Aniv sa atin, guys. Nox. You have no idea how much you helped me get through lonely days and inspired to do better in everything that I do. Kasi sobrang goal-oriented yun. Nakakahawa. Wow!
Really?
Goal-oriented?
You're goal-oriented? You're goal-oriented! Shut up!
You were thinking it!
You said it! The last part. I hope you guys will continue to do more podcasts and online content. We Leche fans would always support you no matter what. God bless, guys. Again, it's Clarence listening for a year now in Davao City.
Wow!
And elsewhere kung saan man ako mapadpad ng universe. Hope to see you soon. Stay safe. Thank you, Clarence.
Thank you, Clarence.
Good luck on your podcast.
I know.
I like that. I really like it when people say they're starting a podcast because they listen to
it. We need more Filipino podcasters.
That's like the highest form of praise, right?
I know.
People want
as podcast.
Imitation is the highest form of flattery, something like that.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
I can't believe we can call ourselves podcasters.
Yeah, boy. It's still weird to me.
I know. Podcaster.
Could you imagine? But the thing is,
Put that in our CV?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm wondering. Like, if someone asks you, what do you do? I don't think I can. I don't know. Because we're not consistently, like, at this point in our podcast, like, career, we're not making a living off of our podcast yet.
Yeah.
But we hope to. So is it when we start making enough money to make a living?
It's the same thing I felt when I was starting out as a radio DJ. I never really knew when to call myself a radio DJ. Mm. I mean, parang...
Yeah.
What? Years?
Yeah, exactly.
How I memorized the song? I don't know. And somebody brought it up. They said they like people who vlog about stuff or their interests about like something specific, but they don't call themselves vloggers, because they're, let's say, a radio DJ who vlogs. Mm. So are we radio DJs who podcast?
Podcast, yeah. I don't know.
Right? Mm. Are we food enthusiasts who podcast?
Yeah. I'm not confident. It feels like I haven't attained that title yet, if that makes sense. Even though we're doing it and we've made some money, mm-hmm. it's not, for me, at least right now, November 16, 2020, it's not yet for me.
Yeah.
But I think that's the drive though, right?
It is.
Us to one day say like, hey, we are now
podcasters
for real.
Is it when we do a show with Joe Rogan?
Joe Rogan!
You think you can keep up with Joe Rogan? I don't think I can.
He's hard to talk to though.
Yeah.
Like he's very firm on his beliefs and stuff. Actually lately the more recent Joe Rogan, it's kind of I don't know if I can vibe with that anymore. But the older Joe Rogan is nice. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Clarence. We have one.
I like that name.
Clarence.
It sounds so official.
We have one from Vince from Makati.
You go ahead.
Okay. What's up, Rika and JC? My name is Vince from Makati, and I've been a fan of you both ever since I heard y'all on RX during my college days. Also a listener since mix number one. College days?
Whoa.
Chords falling. Clutch. First of all, about the college days, it's weird now because I've been here 4 years, which means that someone could have been a freshman and now has graduated. It's weird. Yeah, we same time. You were here a little earlier, but same time.
Yeah.
Since mix number one, just wanted to say that I'm so grateful for your podcast kasi sobrang solid na mood booster kayo whenever I feel down or lonely or even if random times ako makikinig sa inyo. I'm an only child and parang I'm with my barkada when I listen to you guys.
Aww.
Solid levels of smart, sabaw, and funny. Anyway, I wanted to start this Leche Fan Mail with a quote from the great philosopher and Makata. What's Makata? Philosopher? Same thing?
Yeah.
Named Ben and Ben.
Right?
Ben and Ben. Iibig lang kapag handa na. Di na lang kung trip. Ano, we gotta sing it. Di na lang kung trip lang.
I don't know the tone.
I don't know.
Iibig lang kapag handa na. Di na lang kung trip lang.
From the song. What's that song? Shit. What's the title of that song?
Di
naman. Pagtingin.
Ah, from Pagtingin. Okay, okay, cool.
Anyway, continue this.
So, quick kwento lang. Been single for about 3 years now, ever since I broke up with my ex, whom I was blockmates and kabarkadas with in college. Since then, I've always been apprehensive about getting into a relationship because I never found it as a necessity in my life. Happy lang ako with myself doing my thing. Ganon. And frankly, I didn't know whether or not I was ready to be in one again. So fast forward sa dilemma ko, for the past year and a half, I've been hanging out with my one other kabarkada who happened to be my happy crush in college. Note, happy crush, my ex, and I are all in the same block in barkada. And over these hangouts, I've grown fond of her. And frankly, I kind of want to ask her out. Aren't you already? Hmm. Our friends have been telling me privately na we should get together since mukhang may chemistry naman daw. She's single, I'm single, so why not, diba? And to be honest, vibes naman kami ni Happy Crush. She has great taste in music, is kind, same wavelength kami, and is talented as frick. Slight issue ko lang kasi is baka mag-change yung barkada dynamic or like if hindi mag-work out with Happy Crush, mag-change yung friendship dynamic namin. That's been pretty solid from the beginning.
So relating it back to the quote at the start, how does one know if handa ka na para sa pag-ibig? Is there like a checklist I can download somewhere to be sure? May manual ba para dun? Or is it just like diving into a pool and see what happens na lang? The lockdown has granted me the time to dwell on things the last 9 months, and I'm not sure if I have the answer. Anyway, sorry sa inuman session levels of sharing. Love and appreciate you guys. Stay safe and healthy. Vince from Makati.
Wow.
That's nice. So I guess the answer, well, the question is, Oh, no, let's address the issue. Vince's issue is that he's afraid that if they get together and doesn't work out, the friendship dynamic might end. And then the second question is, how does one know if one is ready? Handa na para sa pag-ibig.
How do you know you're ready?
No, you don't.
I don't.
You'll never know. But that's the thing. I've talked to people who have, let's say, ended up together, married, and the answer is always similar. Once you know, you know. Right?
But how do you know?
I think that's the point. I think you have to, once you meet that person.
If you have a connection.
You'll know.
Yeah.
So far, I have not yet. So I don't know.
You know what they say? That you'll regret more the things you didn't do than the things you did do.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, taking that, I think you can just, you know.
Go for it.
And I'm also a big believer of getting together with a friend. And if it doesn't work out, I know it'll be awkward for a few months, maybe years. But if they are a true friend, then you can always go back. Because I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been told by a friend that they like me and they wanted to date me. And I said no. It was awkward for a few months. Mm. But now we're still friends.
Yeah.
I can joke about it.
The other, I guess, quote unquote issue here is magkasama sila sa isang barkada. Her or him, his ex, and the happy crush. They're all in the same barkada. So
the ex is just out of the picture. You don't yeah. even. Would you still consider the feelings of your ex?
Have I shared this? Not. I wouldn't consider. I feel like it's weird. Like I probably wouldn't date someone who dated a good friend of mine. But that's just me. For me, it's weird. Not because I'm protecting their feelings or whatever. It's just kind of weird. I'm not closed off to it, but I'm just, I don't know. I just feel like I'll just find
it. I just think it's a missed opportunity.
Could be. No, it definitely could be. And to answer the whole.
That was weird. Definitely could be.
Definitely could be, bro.
Oh, you're definitely.
Definitely maybe.
No, you're definite that it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the friend, the barkada thing, I feel like if you're really good friends, it's going to be like How I Met Your Mother, if you ever watched that show. You know how Ted dates Robin, Barney dates Robin, or even in
wait, Friends. No,
did that happen in Friends? Yeah, Joey and Rachel. If you're really like close knit like that, I feel like it'll be okay.
Yeah, it'll just go away.
I don't know how close Vince's barkada is, but yeah, I mean, will you ever really know? For me, I don't know yet.
Yeah.
But I feel like there are people who could answer that. Like people who have gotten married already, they would have an answer. Yeah. You know? Maybe your parents, because if they're still together, hypothetically, maybe they would have a bit. You know, parents were still together and are happy, and they would probably be a better source than us now.
And I think either way, thinking about the future, your future with this ex, with this friend, it doesn't really matter. I always think about this one video I came across. Ironically, it was on TikTok, but it was very informative. He talked about this one art piece, and it's called Perfect Love. Did I talk about this?
A savage love. No, did you not. I don't believe so.
I think I talked about it on air.
Okay.
Anyway, Perfect Love, there are two clocks, and the artist would start the clock at the same time. But eventually, they would go out of sync. Mm. And eventually, one would stop first, and then following the next. Mm. But it doesn't mean that it's not a perfect love if it doesn't tick at this, you know, if it doesn't stay the same the whole time, right? Even if you started out together at the same time where you are right now, at some point, it will change.
Yes.
So if that'll happen, then why not? I really like that. Analogy.
Nice. I like it. Nice. Okay. Any more advice for Vince of Makati?
Like the email says, got this. Love it.
Love it. Cacao.
Cacao.
All right, let's do some moog. Actually, no, wait. We have one more.
Oh, this one?
I don't even know. I don't even know. Let me see that one.
No.
Is that new?
I don't even know
where that one's from. I'm not sure. It's not in my email.
There. You start it.
You
or I
said
did.
It. I used to get read it. Yeah, just in case. I don't know if we've read that one.
Daryl. Sorry, I read your name.
Well, Daryl.
Hey, Rika and JC. First, I want to thank you both for reading my previous letter mail. I realized how long and freaking boring it was, and I'm sorry. Again, it's me, Daryl. I work at home since April, and at first, everything was fine. I saved a lot of money, and I can have more time for myself. I really enjoyed it until I realized it hits my mental health.
Lately, I tried to look for a new hobby, like gardening, to distract myself. I find it fun and relaxing, though this new hobby makes me spend so much for plants and other gardening shit. I just want to hear your thoughts about pandemic burnout. Have you experienced it? If so, how did you handle it? Any tips? Thanks. Pandemic burnout. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
For sure. And I think on, at least for me, similar to you. Oh, it's Daryl. His name's here in a minute. At least similar to you, Daryl, working from home, and you said you saved a lot of money, you have more time for yourself, which is true. But sometimes now, I find myself kind of thinking, damn, I kind of miss going into the office, to the station rather.
Seeing people.
And
it doesn't bother me that I see your face every Monday. But, yeah, definitely it's happened to a lot of people out there.
Probably
I would say
everybody.
Most. Yeah, probably everybody. For me, I do get into that hole. Na parang feeling ko my life has ended. I'm almost 30. What can I do with my life? But then I take that feeling. And then I look at my life na parang, you know what? Nobody's stopping you from doing the stuff that you want to do. So go ahead and
within
do
reason
it.
Right now.
Yeah,
within reason.
And I like also daydreaming about my future life. I feel like I'm going to live in another country.
Hell yeah.
Right?
It's going to be dope.
Still do podcasting.
Ayo.
I love it. I love that we have that sky's the limit right now. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, pandemic burnout. It's a real thing.
It's a real thing. Don't you worry. You're not alone in this. Mm-hmm. But your feelings are still valid. And it's okay to feel that way.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right.
Do you have some self-help podcasts that you listen to?
Not consistently. But I've looked at... You know who has a great one? See, Megan...
It's not even Stallion.
Fuck, I forgot her name. The one who dances on YouTube, bro.
Oh, yeah. Megan Batoon.
Batoon.
Yeah.
She has some great podcasts, and sometimes they're very relatable. Mm-hmm. I listened to a few episodes. But
That's cool.
Consistently, no, I don't.
I also like her videos. Very relatable.
Okay. Cool. Megan Batoon. All right. Moo. Let's do some Got This Question. You got us a question. Let's start with this one from John. He says, two questions, actually. First one, if a crystal ball could tell you the truth about yourself, your life, the future, or anything else, what would you want to know? That's the first question. Next is, what are your favorite smell/perfume brands? So let's start with the first one. If you had a crystal ball that could tell you the truth about yourself, your life, the future.
The truth?
Or the future. What would you want to know?
I don't know. You first. I don't know.
I don't want to ask about the future because I feel like it's too scary. Yeah. What if it doesn't live up to what you want it to be?
I also don't want to think about the future or ask about the future, but I do want some explanations for some stuff that happened in my life.
Okay.
I can't think of anything specific.
Right.
But I feel like that would give me some clarity.
There is a...
Because right now, my explanation is shit happens.
Shit happens. Now you want to know, with this crystal ball, why said shit happened?
Yes. Yeah. The said shit has shitted. And it's smeared everywhere.
Have you ever played GTA?
Yes.
So if you've ever played GTA, there's a statistic board like in the options menu that shows you everything, pretty much everything that you've done in the game. Cars stolen, people run over, money stolen, time driving on the road. Mm. And I feel like what I want in my life with the crystal ball is like a statistics of everything. Now, are you ever curious? Like, I want to know how much shit I've shatted in my life.
Sure.
How many poops you've taken. Wouldn't that be so interesting?
Why not?
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Or like, I mean, how many tacos have I eaten in my life? It'd be so fun.
Very interesting to do that because, ironically, I did that over the weekend because it's Diabetes Awareness Month.
Okay.
And I roughly computed how many times I pricked myself. Oh. I injected insulin. Mm-hmm. And it's a big number, man.
See, wouldn't it be cool to have that just at your fingertips? Kind of like Siri, but for your life.
For your
life. Hey, Siri,
yeah.
I also want to know my health bar
right now.
Your health? Oh, sorry.
My health bar. Siri.
You want to know your health bar?
I want to know my health bar right now. I mean, you can
like in terms of like your statistics.
Yes.
Okay. I thought you wanted to know how long you have left to live. I don't want to know that.
Just my health bar, where I am right now. Your, do I need to work
experience
harder?
Experience points.
Because, I mean, I know that you have to trust your instincts and what you feel, but I just want to know a specific number. Yep. Am I 70 over 100? Or do I need to work out more, eat healthier? Obviously, we have to.
Right.
But, you know, I just want to know.
Yeah, so that's what I would do with the crystal ball. Okay, what's your favorite smell/perfume brand? Do you have one?
Yes.
I have one, too.
I have
actually
one.
But I don't know the name-ish.
My favorite is, all-time favorite, is the YSL Black Opium. It's a designer brand, but I got my first two bottles for free. I got it. I mean, it was gifted to me because it's my favorite.
What's it called again?
YSL Black Opium.
Black Opium.
It's a very musty smell for a woman's scent.
Okay.
But I love it. It's deep. I describe it as...
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know.
It's a deep smell.
No, because sometimes when you smell something fruity, parang bright, diba? It's like a bright smell. Mm. For me, I think it's deep. It's very caramelly or burnt wood. It's like burnt firewood. Mm. Parang ganun ko siya explain. That's why I like it. And the reason why I want to stick to one perfume, somebody told me this or I read it somewhere that people think about you more or they remember you better with a scent. So whenever I remember, because I finished my bottle, but I remember I would always wear that to an event so that clients would remember me whenever they smell something similar.
Psychological gaming.
And somebody told me before that they remembered me.
Because of the
smell? Because of the scent. Yeah.
Question.
It's my scent. It's my smell.
Do you find it offensive if people gift you scents? Some people say it is. Yeah, I don't find it either.
No. How about toothbrush?
That's weird, right? That is a little weird.
It says something. You know, it sends a message.
Yeah, unless it's like a bougie toothpaste.
It could be.
Like, man, I mean, I would take a very... I don't know. Is there expensive toothpaste? Like, expensive?
There's probably somewhere. Something somewhere out there.
Okay. So, the... Anong brand ulit? YSL?
How about you?
Mine's Dolce and Gabbana. It's the yellow one. I don't know. I have a picture of it here. I just pulled it up.
I feel like
that's... Eau de toilette. How do you pronounce that? Eau de toilette. Poor home for men, I think. Poor home.
I think that's the closest thing we can own something that's a designer.
Yeah, true.
Very attainable.
It's the yellow one. It's the yellow one with like the curve. I remember I got it from my Auntie Marty when I was 16, maybe 17 years old. And ever since then, I really, really like it. It's such a good scent.
Which makes me think, I think these perfumes and scents, it doesn't cost as much. Like because it's available everywhere. And it's in department stores. Right, it's everywhere. Right. A feeling ko they price it just really, really high because it's designer. Which goes.
I mean, there's a lot of copycat. Yeah. I mean, not copycat, but there's a lot of yung mga homemade stalls that have like comparable scents. You've seen those, right? In the mall, similar to blank.
And they sell it in these generic bottles.
Yeah, generic bottles. Yeah.
So those isn't bad.
No. Yeah. Those are the ones.
I think it's smart.
And also, the John wanted a shout out. Pagi shout out na rin, guys. Sina Helena Marie de Jesus and yung brother. And yung brother niya. All the way from Toronto, Canada. Recently lang sila nag-start makinig sa podcast.
Wow! Niya. Look at Canadian. You recommending monster. Canadian. Recommending hyena. Hyena.
All right, here's one. It's ya boy Ronan. What are you most curious about in life? Moo. What are you most curious about in life? That's a hard one. Mm-hmm. A lot.
If I'm gonna succeed in my plans.
There. I feel like I have the same similar answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Mimi Yoshikawa. Do you believe in premonitions or psychics like Rudy Baldwin? I don't know who Rudy Baldwin is, but do you believe in premonitions or psychics?
I believe in the power of suggestion.
Okay.
So, you know, when you do go to these people who give you their premonition or, what do you call that? What's the other word?
Readings.
It's going to be implanted in your head and you're going to think about it all the time. And maybe, I don't know, subconsciously you would work towards it.
Hmm. Okay. I think psychics are bullshit. I'm not going to lie to you.
I know, but I do believe the power of suggestion. And when you think about it too much, because it's happened to me, and I know it's mababaw, but you know how when you go on stage, let's say, or you go on air,
mm-hmm.
and then you think about, don't say this word, and then you finally say it.
Yeah.
It's because you keep thinking about it.
NLP. Like yung neuro-linguistic, I believe in that.
Yeah.
You know, puts power of suggestion, sometimes body language and stuff. I feel like it's really, I used to be a big fan of this show called The Mentalist.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a phase in my life where I wanted to learn how to read body language and how to like make people kind of sway people with how you phrase things. Yeah. I was really interested in it. So I believe in that, same thing. But stuff like tarot cards and...
I don't want to... play with that, or I don't want to, you know, get into that.
Oh, well, honestly. for me, I'm just saying.
No, I don't want to do it.
Oh, you don't want to do it. Okay. Yeah. For me,
but go ahead.
Tarot cards,
what?
Star readings and all of that. Psychic. I feel like it's like.
I just got into the zodiac signs and everything because of my co-hosts on radio.
Yeah.
They're really big into that.
Yeah.
I like it, not because of. You know, reading my future, but it explains a lot about me. And I like that. It's the same with an ENFP, whatever.
Yeah.
Personality tests. That's
that
why.
That one, naman, I feel like, because they ask you questions.
Yes, they do. It's just, I like, ever since I got into it, yung mga ENFP, other personality tests, and my zodiac sign, I feel like I understand myself more and I don't beat myself up for feeling a certain way.
Okay. That's the is that Myers-Briggs? Is that what it's called?
Yes, Myers-Briggs.
Myers-Briggs for me is accurate-ish enough. It's accurate-ish enough for me. And I respect it. But if someone, for me, pulls a card and tells me something, I don't believe in that. 0% that
it's
I believe
fine.
In that.
I think it's
like,
okay.
You can always and it's always so, the ones that I've seen, always so generic. To the point that you can spin it that it was, that's so accurate. But it's generic because it's applicable to everybody. Wala lang. That's just how I feel about it. Any more thoughts on that?
No, that's it.
Wait, let's see here. Favorite, I think we answered this. Favorite bands, we answered that, right? Favorite bands, local and international. Gawi Bear says, any unpopular opinion on the following: music artists, movies, TV shows, or food and restaurants? And we could pick and choose. Any unpopular opinions? I don't like Big Bang Theory. I think that show sucks.
You just hurt my feelings.
I know I did.
No, it's okay. I mean, I know that the humor is just
I don't get it.
Different.
It's not,
also,
it's, yeah, I get it.
It's I feel the same way with How to Get Away with Murder, but How I Met Your Mother. I don't find it funny.
It's okay. I mean, I like it, but it's not the best show for me.
But I'm not saying it's not funny for other people.
I think Game of Thrones sucks. I tried to watch it. Sucks.
I tried to watch it too.
Boring,
I think it
as
sucks,
fuck,
but...
bro. It's boring. But I only watched the first season, but it was not enough to compel me to. You know, my cousin had a great point, or was it my cousin, or just someone maybe on Twitter? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're gonna spend, like, if someone says it gets better after the first season, it's like. What?
I watched.
You want me to watch mediocre shit until I get to it? It doesn't make sense to me.
I watched the first season and never graduated to the second
exactly.
season.
Exactly. It's like, why won't they... I need a show that gets me from the first season.
Yeah.
Because if they're like, you have to wait till season 4 till it gets... I'm telling you, Rika G, the first 3 seasons, meh, but season 4 is the one. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch 3 seasons to get to the good part. It doesn't make sense to me. Craziness. Any, Anna? How about music/artists?
Music?
Unpopular. You don't have to. I'm just... We already
think
answered
about it.
Food? How about food and restos?
Oh, wait. Let me think about the music. I think we should stop hating on OPM.
Oh, yeah. That's not an unpopular thing, though. I feel like it's popular. It's a good.
True.
It's a good.
True.
People are in favor of OPM now.
Oh, I'm not a fan of the triple threat thing that's happening, like with celebrities here in the Philippines.
What's that?
When you're famous, you have to have an album. Ah. You have to know how to ganyan. Like, you know, when you think about it, Meryl Streep doesn't have an album, but she's one of the. You know,
but she can sing, though.
She doesn't dub herself as a singer.
Right.
Alam mo yun.
Right.
That's just me.
She might have an album. I don't know. I haven't looked into it.
We'll see. Maybe
I
in
really
the future.
Like her version in Mamma Mia, the loser takes it all.
Yeah.
Good song. Apparently she did that in one take. I don't know if that's true or not.
I mean, it is Meryl Streep.
It is. Any more thoughts? Any more unpopular opinion? I'd have to really think hard for that. There's a lot of stuff that I don't like. Like the movie Drive. I fucking hate that movie. Have you ever watched that?
No.
Drive. And like really, there's some really popular movies that are ass, if you ask me. I can't think of them right now, but. How to distance yourself from people na ayaw mo nang makasama, but in a good way. How do you distance yourself?
Just decline.
Decline?
Decline and decline.
Keep declining?
Yeah, in a nice way, though. Sabi mo na lang na, oh, no, ano kasi, I had something today. Ganyan.
Okay. Same? I don't know. I just
kind of stop, yeah. I feel like most people would know that you're not really interested in hanging out with them. Alam mo yun?
Most people.
Kasi ako, ang lakas ng instinct ko sa ganun. I mean, we always go to events and stuff. Hmm. And whenever I meet people, I instantly know if they're into, you know, me or
if they want to talk to you.
If they're interested in you.
Or if they're just faking, right?
Yeah. I'm not hating on celebrities. Most celebrities, they don't really have an interest in you. And it's fine. I mean, hello, they're working and they probably have like their close friends. Mm-hmm. So, and it's not that easy to make friends as an adult anyway. So. There.
Okay. Last one. Moo. Red Soriano asks, your all-time favorite memory. That's a good one. All-time favorite memory.
I can't say if it's an all-time favorite memory, but I think about it a lot because I thought it was fun. I remember being sent to a competition in Subic. For swimming.
Swimming.
And my parents forgot to pick me up. So I had to ask one of my teammates. They were with their family. So I had to ask them if I could sleep in their hotel room. And then, so I slept there, right? But we had to, I don't know, play a game or I think we did wrestling. They were really into wrestling, WWE. So I got into that and somebody elbowed me on my nose and my nose bled.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a fun time.
Favorite memory, huh? One of your favorites.
I don't know. Maybe. Because I can't forget about it.
Okay.
It's memorable. It's fun. Memory. As a kid, yeah. I mean, hello.
Cool.
My parents were like, "Asan ka ba?"
What was the reason for them forgetting?
They thought they were going to bring me back because we had a bus or something.
Ah.
They thought they were going to bring me back. And I'm like, no, the bus left.
The bus left me, ma.
Yeah.
Anything else? Any other?
That's it. How about you?
You know what? Winning the Mix VJ search was really a big thing for me because that was like a dream. You know, like a VJ on TV. I didn't think I was going to win. I felt confident. I believed that I was going to win, but you never know until the results come out. So it's just, you're in anticipation.
That's
and
cool.
I was the first name that was read too. So that was fucking awesome.
What a rush.
What a rush. That was at 12 Monkeys in Ortigas, by the way. It's gotta be it, man. It's gotta be it. Oh, by the way, I did the Mix. Mix is celebrating their 20th anniversary this year. And we did a little reunion for the 2017 batch. They're doing like batches of VJs, former VJs, and it's just so cool. And one of the coolest things is being able to call yourself a Mix VJ. Is like, there's only a few people in the world who've ever had the privilege to do that. So that's one of my fondest memories.
And you get to, you know, talk to a lot of musicians.
I got to
talk
to the Stranger Things cast.
Oh, man. That's one of my favorites. That is cool.
Did I share that story here where me and Joe Keery, the guy who plays Will Harrington?
Yeah.
After the interview, did I tell you this story?
No.
We were peeing next to each other in the urinals. Mm-hmm. And we made eye contact for whatever reason. And he said, "Nice interview, bro."
Aww.
And I said, "Thanks, man." then we parted ways.
Parted your wee-wee.
It's so weird, dude. It's so weird to just pee next to the guy you watch on. It's,
I know.
You know what I mean? We're in the bathroom together.
You were in close proximity with their...
I know, dude.
Badonk,
with his dick, bro. Honestly, if I had a chance, I probably would have taken a peek. I've shared this too, right? I would look. I shared this on the podcast way back when we first started about like the biggest schlong that I've ever seen.
Oh yeah,
it was in the movie theater. Mm. Big heavy set guy, and it was just like, whoom.
Just
boom. Like you couldn't not notice it because it's just like. Man, you know when you see a rat run across the floor,
and you like you can't believe
it. You can't believe it. It was like that.
I've only seen that in movies.
Movies, true.
On the internet,
yeah.
Legal ones.
Yeah. We did have a lot more questions, but unfortunately, we can't answer them all. But we will ask for prompts on our Instagram, Halala Show, on IG.
Yep. Send us an email at, it's thehalalashow@gmail.com.
Yeah, the Halala Show.
Follow us everywhere.
The Halala Show everywhere except for Instagram.
And listen to JC's podcast.
Tevez of the best. And Rika G's YouTube.
Yeah.
Wait, how many are we at now?
2,260 plus.
The goal is 10K. That's the goal. That's like the that's a goal we're trying to get, Rika G to 10,000 YouTube subscribers, and it's gonna happen by next year. I'm calling it, bruh.
I'm calling it too.
All right.
Extra song.
Yeah.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.